So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to the Flicks Sports Desk.
Ooh.
It seems like it's all sporting related today.
Sports is on TV too, especially at the moment. Actually, TV1, to be honest. See what I did there? Yeah. Got myself into some hot water.
You almost confused the entire viewing / listening audience crossover market.
We were just watching some rowing, in which I don't know which area of the rowing. It looked like there was about five people in the boat, and we were doing a really good job. And I had to come in here to start the radio show, so I'm not sure if we won or not, but go New Zealand.
Yeah, as I left my office, I left with about exactly the same amount of information. There were a bunch of people standing around a TV. There was some rowing, and I walked out the door.
It's on in the newsroom. Stan Smith, if you're out there, let us know what's going on.
Should we wrap it up?
Just put a song on. Let's go.
So we are talking about the Olympics, of course, but the sporting-related stuff that I've been doing has been because of the new season of comedy series Ted Lasso kicking off on Apple TV. I'd had a bunch of people recommend the show to me last year, but I didn't think it was for me. It was the story of an American football coach who goes to the UK to become a proper football coach.
He's not going
to
fit in over there.
Exactly. It's a fish out of water comedy.
Yes.
Hilarity ensues.
A quick look at the trailer for it. It looks like very playful American.
Is it humor. He's like, that's not how you say that, American guy.
Oh, there's absolutely some confusion. There's he's learning the lingo that boot has many different meanings.
Is he calling it soccer or is he calling it soccer?
Oh, well, they iron that one out pretty quickly. Okay. But it's like, no, they're not cleats, they're boots. Isn't that also what they call the trunk? That's right.
Whoa,
culture clash. This is an incredibly good-natured comedy. The likes of which I'm not really sure I can think of anything that's actually just so kind of relentlessly positive.
Is it American or is it British?
Well, it's...
You know what I mean?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
This is a co-production that has... It's both very British in tone and American in tone at the same time.
Okay.
So the way, for instance, just to get a little analytical for a second, the way it looks on screen, like the way the shots have all been planned, the way it's been storyboarded out, very
American,
very British comedy.
Okay, right.
But then the very expensively way it's been shot, graded, the environments it's shot
in, quite, like,
all very expensive and American,
bright colors.
Yeah. So it's kind of a mix of the two, and that balance between that sort of transatlantic balance definitely comes across in the writing as well. It's sort of a little bit neither one nor the other. Now, I kind of went, oh, I don't know if I can just watch this like cheerful Jason Sudeikis with a moustache be a relentlessly positive football coach. So I slept on it last year, but I have just chomped through the first season of this in just a couple of days and can't recommend it enough, especially just because, look, I like my black comedy. I like my satire. I like taking the piss out of things. But this show that in one point actually explicitly says that that the stadium, and in particular Ted Lasso's office, is a schadenfreude-free zone, that couldn't describe the show any better. This does not have laughs at people's expense that much. And in fact, even in the... I'm just going to delicately dance around some spoilers. Even in the season finale of season one, something happens that normally would be a sort of nemesis character that you'd be rooting against. They do something that's actually great for them, it's bad for a lot of the main characters, and yet somehow it's still kind of positive. So the tone of this thing's really happy. I'm sure there's a lot of eye rolling going on out there.
I'm eye rolling and I'm right
just,
here.
Just as I did when I didn't watch this. But I was a listeners, present company, I was a fool for not watching the show. Don't be a fool. Watch Ted Lasso.
All right.
That's fine.
Well, there's an undercurrent of actual seriousness in the show. Like, it's not completely
is it good football
fluffiness
in there? Anybody bending it?
You know, there's a little bit of football. There's actually a little bit of football. And that's kind of when
that's when you go,
oh, they over at Apple they do have a few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
All that tax they didn't pay. Comes in handy for making expensive television.
You talking about Brexit?
No, I guess maybe those guys too. So if we get the Brexit money that, oh, hang on, no, that actually did cost us money because we didn't realise that was going to happen because we're... Anyway, let's stay on the light entertainment.
More football. Is football in the Olympic? Must be.
Yeah, there is football in the Olympics.
Is rugby in the Olympic?
Yes. Really? New Zealand's through to the final of the sevens, which I think is tonight.
I think the Ollie Whites are playing tonight. The men's football team. That's a very good skateboard team name. I think you should probably write a letter.
Synchronized skateboarding.
Quick letter to the editor on that one. The Ollie Whites play tonight, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that may see the New Zealand men's football team go through to the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. Maybe I might watch that one.
In real life. Keeps the good stuff on, you know. May as well tune in every once in a while.
It's Olympic level as well. Yeah. So.
Speaking of Olympic level and man outside, man versus nature, man versus himself, a true test of man's ability.
But also some women as well, because it's...
I meant man in the broad sense, not the gendered sense. There is a film premiering tonight that will be available to stream this weekend. This is a Fat Freddy's Drop live performance film called Wairunga.
This on playlist come from the film?
Yeah, I think it did.
Fuck, it's a good song.
I'm looking forward to seeing this, and you all will be able to watch it via their social channels, streaming for free on the weekend. They set up outside on this nice piece of grass.
Or something, it looks
like on. It's, I think it's in a. From what I gather, it's like a sort of historic piece of farmland or homestead. Set up on a nice patch of grass, framed by bush. Yeah, let's just set up all our gear and hey, let's play music outside. What's the worst that can happen? Terrible fucking weather. It's a battle against the elements.
Does it have Pompeii moments though?
I don't think there's been a Pompeii since Pompeii.
Pink Floyd, live at Pompeii. Does it get in that kind of zone?
Should we just slowly roll that dolly through?
Yeah, you know, like, is it rad like that?
Oh, do I know? Let's find out. Well, I'll try and...
you haven't seen it?
No, I'm going to see that tonight.
Right, okay.
But I think I might try and emulate the ideal conditions for watching Pink Floyd live at Pompeii tonight. And
It sounds like...
Treat that accordingly.
The formula's there. Like, it sounds like a good watch, if you ask me. Get to see the team at work.
You know? Indeed. So that's stuff to watch. Anything else on yours's radars?
As I was telling you off air, I've just watched the first three episodes of Time.
Those are the only three episodes of Time, I believe.
Well, yeah. So I've got to wait for the next one. I'm kind of in that weird zone. I probably should have just not watched it until like a month's time when I can just sit down and get into it. But it's cool, man.
This is the prison drama starring Sean Bean and Stephen Graham. It's
two heavy hitters right there.
Yeah, big time. It's written by Jimmy McGovern, who came to fame with the TV show Cracker in the 90s.
Mm. Kind of regular 50-something dude, drink drives and kills someone on a bike and he's in prison. And then you get to watch him kind of adapt to that whole scenario, and it's interesting because you're just thinking, shit, man, I don't want to go to prison.
I think that's a sentiment we can probably all share.
Nice one.
And John, you're just going to keep Olympics.
Keep it Olympics for me.
Yep. Stay Olympic on it.
Only comes around once every 4 years, so may as well dig in.
Hmm. Well, you dig in, but before I go, yet another oi. Everyone should also be watching Taskmaster while we're speaking of competitive sports of the highest caliber. That's on tonight, and the last episode featured some spectacular Matt Heath getting busted being a filthy cheat on camera.
I saw him last night at the Pie Awards, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
one of the winners
being
was
a filthy cheat on camera, or is that just in Taskmaster?
One of the winners shouted out Timaru, and he got a little smile on his face on the stage. Did you see that?
Oh, that's nice. We'll see you hosting last night.
It was cute. No, there was like a celebrity. They actually just stood there and gave like the prize to someone. It was kind of...
Oh, yeah.
It was adorable, actually. Do you know what? It was great.
You know what? Adorable. David Krayos on Taskmaster is fast becoming one of the odder characters you're likely to see on screen. That man's brain is... I don't know what it is. It's something.
Man. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.